Blog Talk Radio.
Your word, don't give up on God, for He won't give up on you. Listen, He's able. I feel God in the room.
He's able.
I need a crazy worshiper to lift your voice, lift your hands.
Don't you give up on God.
I see somebody there. You feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you why. He's able.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your host for tonight, Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for being here tonight. I thank and I praise God for the opportunity to come before you one more time. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And unto my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord today. I thank and I praise God for that song because he is able. Hallelujah. He is able if we trust in him. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for this day. Hallelujah, we're going to get ready and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for another day. We thank you and praise you, God, for how you kept us all day long. We just thank you and praise you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy on today. We thank you and praise you, God, for your strength on today, Lord. We just want to give you the praise and the honor on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we magnify your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And oh, Father, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking you that you let Ilona decrease. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name. Father God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you this day for what you already have done and what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. God, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight you will find me in Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at verse 25. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more valued than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I thank and I praise the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For he was letting me know. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I have been guilty of this from time to time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Especially when you're going through something hard. Hallelujah. And you start wearing and start thinking, am I going to come out of this? Hallelujah. Is God really going to bring me up out of this? Hallelujah. And I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Lord let me know he's not pleased when you're weary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he wants us to trust in him. It says, for many of us, faith is an important anchor. During these tough times, being reminded that there is something greater than ourselves and that we can give our fears and troubles to God when things get rough, especially in times of uncertainty. But there are days when we need an extra reminder or two of God's love for us. That's when it's time to break out our Bibles and soothe our souls with the Word of God about hope, about prayer, and about strength. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Hallelujah. Whatever we're going through, praise God, the Lord doesn't want us to fear, and he doesn't want us to be dismayed. In other words, he doesn't want us to worry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he wants us to trust in him. Hallelujah. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. If we're seeking the face of God, hallelujah, God will deliver us from all our fears. Hallelujah. And I thank and I praise the Lord for that. Praise God. Isaiah 26:3 says, keep him in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in God. Hallelujah. If God would keep us in perfect peace, if we would keep our mind stayed on him, hallelujah, if we would trust in him, he would keep us with peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and praise the Lord because Jesus taught that wearing is unproductive. Worry keeps us from fulfilling the kingdom purpose to which he has called us. God uses all situations to accomplish his purpose, and he wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. Whatever we're going through, God is using that for his purpose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's his purpose to get us to where we are supposed to be in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Says Jesus tells his followers not to be anxious about food, but to rely on God as the birds. Hallelujah. Who are worth far less than people and are fully provided for. Now, if God can provide for the birds, what makes us think that he can't provide for us? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord said, he said, I am the God of all flesh. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, praise the Lord. Jesus telling his followers that there is nothing to gain in life, hallelujah, being worried or anxious. This view on wearing is a widely accepted one in the medical community today, and there is even a great deal of evidence that excessive wearing can do a great deal to shorten the lifespan. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, some people wear their stuff to death. Praise the Lord. You wear it so much till you get sick. Hallelujah. Till you shorten your lifespan. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not good to wear it. It doesn't please God when we wear it. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, when he sees that we're trusting in him and trusting in what his word says, praise God, then he's pleased. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Says, even to the very poor, Jesus says not to worry about food or clothes. God feeds the birds and clothes the lilies beautifully, and his children are far more valuable than birds. Anxious emotions can't add even an hour to a person's life. Instead, Jesus tells his followers to trust God, to provide what they truly need. Hallelujah. God wants us to trust him for what we truly need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said God will supply all of our needs, hallelujah, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But we got to trust him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says those who serve God can trust him to provide excessive fear over material things is a form of serving money and not the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Praise God. The Lord wants us to believe on the one that he has sent. Hallelujah. He wants us, praise God, to look unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we're going through, who do you call on? Hallelujah. Do we call on Jesus? Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But he wants us to look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to take all of our cares unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness means to live in that ongoing repentance from sin and to lead the kind of sincere from the heart devoted to God's lifestyle. Jesus has been describing, in response, God will make provisions for whatever it is we truly need in order to accomplish his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A person's top priority can either be God or money, but cannot be both. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Along with that, Jesus says believers should fight against anxiety about daily needs. Hallelujah. The Heavenly Father knows what we need. All we need to do is pursue his kingdom and his righteousness. He will take care of our needs and one day at a time. Hallelujah. The Lord just wants us, hallelujah, to pursue his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And his kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He doesn't want us to be anxious or where. He wants us to fight against it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because he will provide for us one day at a time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because you can't serve both of them. You got to give up one. You're either going to serve God or mammon. Hallelujah. You're either going to worry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Or you're going to fight. Hallelujah. Against that anxiety and that worrying. Hallelujah. Because praise the Lord. The Lord wants us, hallelujah, to keep our minds stayed on him. He wants us to do his will. Hallelujah. He wants us to do what he has called us to do for his purpose. Hallelujah. In his kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, if we do our part to make our relationship with God our highest priority, he will do his part to provide for our every need, and that is something we can count on. Always keep the kingdom of God and his righteousness at the front. Hallelujah. We should always keep the kingdom of God and the righteousness, hallelujah, this kingdom first. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord, whatever God called you to do in his kingdom, he wants us to do it. Hallelujah. If he called you, hallelujah, to sing, sing. If he called you to preach, preach. If he called you to pray, pray. Hallelujah. Well, whatever he called you to do in his kingdom, hallelujah, for his purpose, hallelujah, he wants us to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you. And don't be worrying, you know, am I going to do this right or will I sound right? Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know, God. I just don't have that confidence that I need. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord for confidence because he'll give it to you if you ask him. Hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Praise God. He said, we find comfort and peace in the word of God that promise you hope and a future. Fear and worry and anxiety are all weapons of Satan to keep us from trusting in God and walking by faith in him. These emotions can overwhelm us and keep us paralyzed. We have to learn to be free from worry and anxiety by meditating on the Word of God and casting our cares upon Jesus. Let us start today and take steps towards living fully free from worry. Praise God. John 14:27, hallelujah, said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid," praise God. Hallelujah. If you want peace of mind, hallelujah, the Lord will give it to you, praise God, hallelujah. But a lot of times we need peace when we're going through, hallelujah. If you don't have that peace, you will worry, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God, hallelujah. It says, Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord wants us, hallelujah, cast our burdens, hallelujah, on him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord wants us to trust in him. Hallelujah, with all our heart, and lean not unto our own understanding. Hallelujah, but he wants us to acknowledge him in all our ways and that he would direct our path. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whatever you go to do, acknowledge the Lord first, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hallelujah. Don't be worrying. Don't get all anxious. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because you don't see nothing moving. Or, hallelujah, you don't know what God is doing. Because sometimes God will get quiet on you, won't let you know nothing. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. He don't want us to get anxious, but he wants to see if we're going to trust him. Hallelujah. Do you trust the Lord when you don't even hear from God? Hallelujah. Can you still believe in him? Do you still trust his word and believe in his word? Hallelujah. When you don't hear nothing, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. The Lord don't want us to fear. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But he wants us to trust in him. Hallelujah. He wants us to depend on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We thank and praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he does not want us to worry. Hallelujah. So we, hallelujah. He said, praise God, "Be not weary and well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not." Hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. If we don't faint, hallelujah, we don't stop praying, hallelujah, if we keep praying and stand firm on his word, he will, hallelujah, praise the Lord, deliver us. He will, hallelujah, give us that peace that we need, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, has been so good. Praise God, hallelujah. But praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He don't want us to worry about anything, because we can't see, hallelujah, or know what God is doing. Just trust that he is moving, hallelujah. Just trust that he is bringing you out, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because I give God all the glory and all the honor, hallelujah, for what he has already done for me in my life. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because God is moving by his Holy Spirit, hallelujah. I just thank and I praise the Lord, praise God. But if we would just do, hallelujah, what the Lord has called us to do in his kingdom, hallelujah, we will be all right, praise God. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. If we would just, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because he said all them other things will be added unto you. As we do the will of God, they'll be added unto us, hallelujah. So he doesn't want us to worry, hallelujah, or get anxious, hallelujah, or get upset, hallelujah, because we don't see nothing moving, hallelujah, but hallelujah, we got to, hallelujah, just believe that God is, hallelujah. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord for his word tonight, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God because I got my part out of it, praise God, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because he is a good God. I just thank and praise him, hallelujah. Because thank you, Jesus, because I don't know. I can't do without God. I don't know what I would do without the Lord in my life. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for his word on tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not forget on tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 8 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be having morning prayer of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, praise God, hallelujah, at 8 a.m., praise God. And let us also not to forget about the conference that's coming up in August the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hallelujah, if you have not gotten your hallelujah registration fee in or your money in for your room, please do it, hallelujah, because things are moving quickly, hallelujah. And I thank and I praise God for how he is going to move in this conference, hallelujah, how he is just going to pour out his spirit in the name of Jesus. So let us remember, hallelujah, praise God, to get our registration and our money in for our rooms in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one on the line tonight. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for a mind to serve him. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to remember those that are on the line tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember their loved ones, their families, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, asking you, Lord, that this watch over and protect them in the name of Jesus. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this day in the name of Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Bless each and every one of y'all, praise God, and have a blessed weekend, hallelujah. Have a blessed holiday in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and stay safe in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, we praise you.